Good evening, everybody. So let's begin. Tonight we are going to be learning Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. So we are up to the Ramah at the end of Simin Reish Nun Tes. And the top line of the Ramah says the Ramah. And tonight it's pretty much finishing up Siv Zayin and then an entire summary that the Mishnah Berurah has of all the dinim of Shehiyah and Hatmana. So says the Ramah, V'nirali hadmutar lachzor v'listom hatanur haynu biyom. When we say that you're allowed to close the tanur again during the daytime, thereby holding the heat inside of it, that's only during the day of Shabbos, but not on Friday night. The Kvar Kalagderz Muvushal is called Tzarchan, because on Shabbos day, whatever's inside is already fully cooked. Aval b'layla samuch hatmanaso. But on Friday night, when it's close to the time that you did hatmana, the yesh l'sapik shema kaderos adayin in Muvushal is called Tzarchan, where there's a possibility that the food is not properly fully cooked, also listo matanur, then you can't close the oven to gorim bishul, because that's going to cause the food to become cooked, meaning it will cause uncooked food to become cooked. Commissions bar the simulation on Zion, Siv Dalid. V'afilu al yidei enu Yehudi aser. And even if you have a non-Jew do it for you, it's aser. Commissions bar the also of simulation on Gimel. That even asking a non-Jew to do such a thing is going to be aser, because in the end of the day, it's going to be a non-Jew cooking food for you, because the food's not cooked and you are retaining heat in the oven, which is causing the food to cook more quickly. Sif katan chav gimel in the Mishnah Berurah. The yesh l'sapik. Hainu afilu min yodeh shekeinu yesh l'lachosh z'mistama. Even if you don't know that the food is necessarily raw or not yet fully cooked, you have to be choshesh, that if it's still Friday night, the food might still be raw, and therefore closing the oven is retaining its heat, which is going to cause it to cook more quickly. Aser listo matan. By closing the opening of the oven, even if you don't seal it absolutely shut, it will add heat to the oven and will make it cook more quickly. And it's going to be asur even if you remove the coals from the oven already, because you're still intensifying the heat inside the oven. But if the oven still has the actual gechalim in it, then forget about bishul. Then even if everything is fully cooked and you have a bishul problem, it's going to be also for a different reason. Because at night time, in all likelihood, the coals are still simmering, and therefore it's going to be chashash kiboy when you close the oven. You're cutting off the air supply to that fire, and therefore it's going to be a problem of kiboy. So forgetting about bishul, you have a bigger problem or a different problem. Even if it's mavushal kol tzarcho, sifkat and chavhei shagorim bishul. When you close an oven and there's food that's not fully cooked inside of that oven, and you're retaining that heat, that causes bishul. Va'afilu b'di'evad aser atavshil k'din mavashal b'shabbos. And if you cause bishul, that food becomes aser, because if food is cooked on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Ayin kamatzim shenil chesif aleph. Shenil chesif aleph is where we discuss the yisur of ma'isa Shabbos, which happens to be brought in the context of bishul, though it could relate to any sort of ma'isa Shabbos. That's provided that the food is not yet a machul ben drusai. But if the food already got to machul ben drusai, then we would not asr it b'di'evad. We would say that even though it got cooked further beyond Machul Ben Drusai on Shabbos, it's not a violation of Maisa Shabbos. So that in Sharatzion he questions. He says, what? When you cook something past Machul Ben Drusai, he quotes Supreme Gadim in Sivkadim Chavdalin, who asks, we paskin in Shin Yulches, that even if something's already cooked to Machul Ben Drusai, but you cook it further, that's an Isser Bishul. So why isn't it Maisa Shabbos? And Prima Gadim leaves it as a Tzarech Iyun. So he said, well, the Sharatzion says, well, there is another day that it's not a violation of bishul once you cook it past Machul Ben Drusai. Plus, this is only a B'di'evit situation. It's only a Maisa Shabbos question. And therefore, maybe there's enough tzadim to be makel. Certainly, if you're not sure whether it's Mavushal Kol Tzarcho or it's only past Machul Ben Drusai, there's definitely enough tzadim to be makel. Siv katan chavav, v'afilu al yidei enu Yehudi, aser. You can't even ask the non-Jew to close the oven for you. Aser astima, closing it is aser. V'afilu below miruach bitit, even if if he doesn't seal it shut. Because it's ki'ilu, you're asking the non-Jew to cause the bishul to happen more quickly. And for sure, you're not allowed to ask the inner Yehudi to seal it shut with plaster. Because that's going to be asking him to do a malach of memareach, which is a told of memachik. And that would have been aser, even if the tanu was already sasam mikodem, it was already closed beforehand. But if you asked the nachri to close the tanur and he did, that doesn't trafe up the food. Because you can't say that the nachri's action of closing the oven is what caused the food to cook. It would have cooked anyway, eventually. His action just caused the food to cook more quickly. So when you shut the oven and it causes the food to cook more quickly, you did a malacha. So then it's a problem of Maisa Shabbos. When you ask a nachri to shut the oven, yes, he did something that caused the food to cook more quickly, but his contribution is not a significant enough contribution to make it usher for you to benefit from that food. Even in the summertime, where people make an early Shabbos and they come home and it's still broad daylight outside, not even close to Bina Shmashos yet, and the only Yisr for the Yisrael to be Mvashal at that point is only Midrabanan, because he was Mekabel Shabbos. Afilu hachi yesh lizar milomer oz le'inu yudi listo mataner. It's still, you still have to be careful for not to tell an inu yudi to close the oven. Diavolomer lo gam b'charev shiotim mibes haknesa samuch chashecha, because then you might come to, you know, get into your Shabbos routine. People get into routines and they do the same thing every Shabbos. So if every Shabbos when you come home during the summertime, you come home from shul and you ask the nachri to close the oven, you'll do it in December also, when it's for sure Shabbos already. And by the time you do Netil Sidaim and you say Kiddush and you tell the Inu Yehudi about the oven, then for sure it's going to be Laila by that time. So to summarize this before we get to the Mishnah Brura summary of everything, number one, even if the oven is Garuf Hakatum, you cannot close the oven on Friday night because the food inside might not be cooked yet, and that's going to accelerate the cooking. And then we said, and if you did close the oven, the food is going to be usur unless it was cooked kemachal ben drusai. You're not allowed to ask a nachri to do it, but if he did so, the food is going to be mutter. And then the third thing we said is you can't even ask a nachri to close the oven on an early Shabbos in the summertime, because you might start asking him to do it on all Shabbosos, even in the winter time. So now let's try to go through the klalim over here. It may take a little while, but it's just a review of everything we've learned in the past several simanim. So klal de milsa, he says, we're going to explain all the kitzur dinim of shihia and hatmana. So the klalim are as follows. Bizman hazeh shanu menichim hakederos betoch hatanur megulos ve'inan osin shum hatmana savdu v'nosehen. We don't do hatmana when we put food in the oven. We just put a pot in the oven. We don't wrap the pot in a towel or anything like that. We just stick it in the oven. Imkein ein lan rak din shihia v'lo hatmana b'dover amosav hevel. So we don't have to worry about hatmana b'dover amosav hevel because we never really have hatmana b'dover amosav hevel, but we do have shihia. If you put raw food in on Erev Shabbos and you leave it cooking into Shabbos, that is Shehiya. And even if it's sitting on the hot coals, we pass like the Ramah, that as long as it's not covered on top, it's open on the top, so that's not called Hatmana. Since we're only worried about Shehiya, if the food is already cooked to Machal Ben Drusai before Shabbos started, and we define that as Hainu B'chatzi Bishulo V'yesham Shlish Bishul, which is either half or one-third cooked, Mutar L'Hashosan Afal B'Shein Atanu Garav Lo Katum, that is a heter to do Shehiya, that if it's already cooked to Machal Ben Drusai, it's Mutar to do Shehiya. U'basar M'nosan Chai B'kader Esam L'chad Sheikha Mamish Dainu Kodem Shkiya Secham Ariz Agam Ken Mutar. Another heter to do Shehiya is Kidrachaita, that you put in raw meat, and therefore it's not, no matter what you do, it's not going to be ready for the Friday night meal. Aval, tzliu mine batzek, mine kitniosu pashtida lo mahanichai. The trick of having raw food put up right before Shabbos doesn't help for most foods. It only helps for meat. Other foods can get cooked in time for the Friday night meal if you manipulate the fire enough. And therefore, you really need to make sure those foods are cooked to machal ben shusay before Shabbos. But if you have a chalent and you just didn't put meat in the chalent yet, so you just throw in a raw piece of meat into the chalent, it's matir shihiya on the entire chalent. And another heter of shihiya is if the tanur is sealed shut. But if you know that there are simmering coals in that oven, ein lepaschal ki maliday einu yehudi v'lo aliday yisrael, then you better not open that oven by yourself. You can only do it by asking a non-Jew. Because as soon as you open it up, some more air comes in, the fire goes up, and that's an isser for a Jew to do because it's a psikresha. To ask a nachri to do it is okay because amiru l'nachri on a psikresha is mutter. V'ema gechalim saviv akadera, and if the gechalim surround the pot, then a Jew is not allowed to remove the pot because that itself is going to be mechabes some of those gechalim. V'ema kedera omedes ala gechalim, and if the kedera is sitting or standing, I guess is the lashon he uses, on the gechalim, shari al dei yisrael miyafshar ben yinacher, and there's no guy available, so a Jew is allowed to remove the pot. But try not to aggravate the gechalim too much, because that's kiboy, that's havara, it could cause all sorts of fluctuations in the gechalim, so you want to take it very, very gently. And on Friday night, when you take the kedera out of the oven, you have to be careful about all this. People are careful when it's Friday afternoon and you're leaving a food cooking for Friday night in the oven, to separate it a little bit from the fire so that later you'll be able to remove it without having to worry about mechabe mavir, what are you doing to the fire? So you'll be doing nothing to the fire because the pot is already somewhat separated from the fire. That you're allowed to put a hot pot that's been fully cooked on a ledge near the oven. Even if the oven is on and it's not garvakatum. Why? Because it's only near the oven. That's not a violation of achzara because it's only near the oven, not in the oven. On the oven is also mutter if it's the oven is no longer on, even though it's still hot from the previous day. Aval. But if the oven is still on, then there's still a fire in there, then you can't even put it on top of the oven, you can only put it near the oven. But if you put a brick as a hefsik between the oven and the pot that you're putting on top of it, then even when the oven is on, it's mutter. But that's only if the tavshil is somewhat hot. Aval b'tavshil kar legamri, but if it's totally cold, afilu kodem, if it's totally cold, even before the oven is on, you're not allowed to put it there unless an Eini Yehudi puts it there before the oven is on. And once the oven is on, you can't even ask an Eini Yehudi to put it there, because then you're essentially asking the Eini Yehudi to cook, because it's a cold item that he's putting on a hot place. But if you have to have warm food for a chole, or you have a katan, doesn't have what to eat, then an Einu Yehudi could heat up the food even inside the oven. If it's a solid food, afilu kar, even if it's cold, kicham dami, we treat that like a hot food, meaning there's no violation of bishul anymore because it's fully cooked solid food, so it would be like a hot liquid which is already mevushal. If you have a dry food that has cooled down, we paskin ein bishul achar bishul. Uperos chayin, raw fruits, afshana chalum kach, even though they're edible raw, v'chein mine mashkin, and other liquids, dinam ketaf shel sheish rotov in the sun of the garmi, the shaykh ben bishel, are subject to the din of bishel, even though they're edible as they are. V'litein dover ma'ala kadeira kavua betanur, dino kamo ala tanur ubetocha kechlin, v'losis, that to put something on a kadeira that is kavua, the kadeira that is built into the oven, that's like putting it on the oven and in the kechlin, which is problematic. The kechlin, he translates on the bottom, is a min tanur chimum shoyim e'alav oba ovidaf nosa batikibul, something that I guess was used near the oven to warm things. V'lasis etoch ha'mayim shebegdeira ha'yi kankan imashkin, to put mayim in to put a bottle with liquid in it into the water that's in the kadeira, the hot water that's in the kadeira, to submerge a bottle with liquid in it into the hot water in the kadeira, pshita da aser. That's for sure aser, for two reasons. It's going to be aser mishum bishul, and if it's fully submerged, it's going to be aser mishum hatmana. The Yisrael aser litein mayim l'tocha kadeira hi b'shabes hafil kodem shusak. A Yisrael is not allowed to put mayim into that kadeira even before the fire is turned on. Achim nesanam einu Yehudi kodem shusak shari lehanos mehem. But if the einu Yehudi put it there before it was the fire was turned on, you're allowed to get hana'a from them. Gam be'erev Shabbos samach hashecha aser Yisrael litein shamayim. Even on erev Shabbos, when it's close to nighttime, you're not allowed to put water there. L'tocha kadeira hi kashu sagaz, into that special kadeira that's inside the oven. Elim kein shiuchel eschamim kechatzi chumam mibod yom. Unless it's able to warm up to half of its warmth before Shabbos actually begins. U'bishas adchak sheshach echlitin mikodem v'yari shamiti baka kadeira me'achom. But if it's a shas adchak and you're afraid that that kadeira in the tanur is going to crack from the heat, unless it has something inside of it, efshar shiyesh lahakel. It could be that we could be makel about that. Achshi zar litan al kol panim kodem shkia sechava, but you got to get the water in there before shkia. K'moshek safti b'sof simreishon dalit ayin sham. And then finally, asu lichroch b'shabes kadeira imaychel cham b'karum uksasos imu tchilas atmana. You're not allowed to do atmana b'davar she'enu mosif hevel on Shabbos, if you are doing the initial wrapping of the food on Shabbos. Aval chazara mutter, but to rewrap a food that already had hatmana with the davar she'enu mosif hevel on Shabbos is mutter. V'kol zeh dafka im ba'usa kadeira she'nispashal ba. But that's only, the whole issue of hatmana is only if it's still in the Kli Rishon. Once you already move the food out of the Kli Rishon and it's already in a Kli Sheni, then you're allowed to wrap the pot. That's not going to be a violation of Hatmana B'davar She'eino Mosif Hevel, because Hatmana is only a problem in a Kli Rishon. I don't think there's any way to summarize the summary, so we're going to have to leave it at that. And Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the beginning of Simin Reish Samach, where things get significantly easier. Okay, have a wonderful evening.